Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2015. The Oklahoma Wheat Commissioners remind you that this season's variety plot field tours will be happening in April and May. Executive Director Mike Schulte says the Wheat Commission proud to support the wheat breeding efforts at Oklahoma State.
We encourage producers to take the time to go to these variety trials. There's lots of information that's being discussed on the varieties. You know, producers have a lot more options compared to what they had 5 to 10 years ago as far as variety releases. No doubt, each year it seems like Oklahoma has given us something a little bit different to deal with regards to weather and moisture and all the other factors that are out there. But producers have options, and they don't have to have all their eggs in one basket. So I think that, you know, they need to take the time that is allotted to these variety trials and go out and see what we're doing with the public breeding program.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for the wheat producer. To find out more about their efforts, go to www.ok.gov/wheat.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures closed mixed today with corn down about 2 cents across the board. December corn closed on its lowest levels since the month of October, down to 377.5, down 2.5 cents. And it looks like the official settled 77.75, down 2.5. So that was lower. Beans were higher. Beans were the one strong grain today, up double digits. November only up 9 at 949.75, but the July and August were all up 11 to 12.5 cents. And then wheat futures closed in the red here with Chicago July down 1.25 cents at 472.75. Kansas City July down 2.25 at 498.25, so just below $5. A lot of talk about the quality and the size of the wheat crop we have in the ground and fixing to be harvested. There's some talk here in a pretty widespread spread area about some disease issues, but it looks like the whole entire crop is going to be pretty good. This afternoon's crop progress report is expected to show that the crop progress and condition report is expected to show an improvement in the winter wheat crop, maybe 1 to 3% better than last week. Last week it was 42% good to excellent, so that will be an improvement. And then on the other part of that, the corn planted number is expected to be 50%.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
A couple of other things going on this week. Tomorrow morning we'll have the latest Informa economics numbers. That will be tomorrow morning. They're going to update their world crop production numbers and then give us a new 2015 winter wheat production number. So both of those things will be very, very pertinent to the market. And then starting today but finishing on Thursday is the Kansas Crop Tour. They'll go through parts of northern Oklahoma and eastern Colorado and Kansas. That will round out on Thursday, and then it'll give us their final numbers. I've been following along a little bit, and they are seeing some problems in the Kansas crop, but it still looks like it's going to be a pretty good size. Bloomberg winter wheat estimates are about 1.484 billion bushels overall. Last year it was 1.379, and they have Kansas at 298 million bushels. Last year it was 246, and they've more than doubled Oklahoma's winter wheat production to 109 million bushels. Last year it was 48 million. And so it still looks like it's going to be a pretty big crop. Export inspections this morning. Wheat was a little bit bearish. They were expecting 16, came in at 12. Corn came in at 41, expecting 33. And beans was right in line at 6 million bushels.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Thank you, Justin. And recapping the markets, June live cattle up 155 at 150.72. August up 130 at 149.12. May feeder cattle up 152 at 215.15. August up 225 at 217.32. June lean hogs up 57 at 81.82. July up 62 at 82.67. In the grain markets, July Kansas City wheat down 2 1/4 at 498 and a quarter. December down 2 1/2 at 527 and a half. July Chicago wheat down 1 1/4 at 472 and 3/4. July corn down 1 3/4 at 361 and a quarter. December down 2 1/2 at 377 and 3/4. July soybeans up 11 1/2 at 976 and a quarter, with November up 8 1/4 at 949. July cotton up 6 at 66.67 and December up 21 at 66.66. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.